Death has no respect for our plans, our love of families, our ambitions, nor our unfulfilled dreams. Death is a merciless fact of life. Admit it and prepare for it. Death, the very sound of the word, has a solemnity and an unspoken spirit of dread. Many people do not like to speak of death, nor to hear the word spoken. It is, to many, an unpleasant subject. And yet, we must consider it. The Bible says, "It is appointed unto man once to die." The certainty of that divine appointment makes it imperative that we face the reality of death and find God's answer to it. The fact of death is undeniable. One does not have to be a Bible scholar to know this. In the history of the entire human race, only two men, Enoch and Elijah, have escaped the experience of physical death. No person living today need expect to escape it unless Jesus returns before the lifespan ends. We began to die from the moment we began to live. The reality of death is unquestionably certain. This fact no honest man can deny. Death is no respecter of persons. The rich die the same as the poor. The powerful die just as do the weak. People who live in a mansion die just as those who live in a hovel. The adult dies and the child dies. Death is no respecter of time. It may come in infancy, youth, young adulthood, middle age, or wait for senior years, but it will come. It may dock at your door in the night hours or in the noonday, but at some hour it will knock. Death is no respecter of the method of departure. One person falls in death by a sudden seizure. Another endures a long and painful illness before the end. One is snatched away by an accident. Another has warning well in advance of death's approach. However it comes, death will come. Death has no respect for our plans, our love of families, our ambitions, nor our unfulfilled dreams. Death is a merciless fact of life. Admit it and prepare for it. The nature of death is simply expressed. Death is separation. Ecclesiastes 12:7 describes it in these words, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God who gave it." Physical death comes when the spirit is absent from the body. This is the sum and substance of death, separation. There is not a single verse in the Bible which teaches that death means annihilation. The Bible says the wicked die the second death, that they perish and go to destruction, but these terms do not imply that they cease to exist. The idea is that an unsaved person enters into a state of abysmal futility where existence is torment rather than bliss because he is deprived of the fellowship of God. Death means separation, not annihilation. There are two types of death spoken of in the Holy Scriptures. There is physical death and spiritual death. Physical death is the separation of the spirit from the body. Spiritual death is a separation of the spirit from God. Physical death is described in Matthew 27:50 and Acts 5:10 as giving up the spirit or dismissing the spirit. The separation in physical death is indicated in Ephesians 12:2 as the body returns to dust and the spirit returns to God. Yes, physical death is the separation of spirit and body. Spiritual death also means separation. The Bible speaks of men being dead in trespasses and sin. Such a person is physically alive, that is, the spirit and the body are together, but spiritually dead, for the spirit and God are separated. Such a person is dead while he lives. Isaiah describes the state of the spiritual dead, saying, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you." Observe the terms separated and hid. That is spiritual death. It is not enough to have physical life and health. How are you spiritually? The origin of death is recorded in the beginning of human history. God created the first man and woman, giving them an inheritance in the beautiful Garden of Eden. He gave them freedom to eat of all the trees of the garden except one. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Satan came into the garden and enticed the woman, who in turn enticed the man, and they ate the forbidden fruit. As a result, death came. Was it physical death or spiritual death which came in the Garden of Eden? It was both. Man died spiritually in that he began to fear God, did not seek the fellowship of God, and was ashamed to appear before God. This indicates that in his heart he was separated from God. He became a sinner, dead in trespasses and sins. But man also died physically there in the garden. God announced, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it thou wast taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Returning unto dust is the fate of the body in physical death. The scope of death is indicated in the Bible and in our own experience. Physical death began with Adam and Eve, but it did not end with them. Romans 5:12 declares that death has passed upon all men. There is not one intelligent human who expects to depart this earth without experiencing death unless the return of Jesus Christ interrupts the regular cycle of human experience. Physical death is the universal experience among men. Spiritual death has also come as a consequence of man's sin. This is the reason why each person who reaches the age of responsibility must be saved if he expects to go to heaven. Each one is spiritually dead until he is made alive in Jesus Christ. This is why salvation is often called a resurrection in biblical terminology. A person is saved when he is raised up from spiritual death, given spiritual life, that is, put in a right relationship with God, and made a child in God's divine household. Are you spiritually dead or alive? The irremediable nature of physical death is clearly declared in the Bible. There is no man who can retain the spirit when the time comes for it to depart. The truth is stated in 2 Samuel 14:14, "For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again." There is no return from the realm of the dead to the realm of our present physical life. Decisions and destiny which are determined here are eternally settled when death has come. Be sure you know God while you're living. There is no opportunity beyond the grave. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Yes, it is appointed unto men once to die. Men must die once, but there is no need for them to die twice. You cannot escape physical death. You can escape spiritual death. Be saved today and enter into the blessing of eternal life.